A new assessment of achievement levels in education, the first of its kind since the pandemic, sets a challenging benchmark at the start of a new school year in the United States. Reading and math skills among high school seniors have fallen to their lowest levels on record, according to a National Assessment of Educational Progress report to be released on Tuesday. Among eighth graders, only 31% demonstrate grade-level proficiency in science. Those findings coincide with a broader trend. In the past 20 years, the journal iScience reported last month, the proportion of Americans who read for pleasure has declined by 40%. In an age of so many constant digital distractions, explanations are not hard to find. Nor, perhaps, is a solution. As one advocate of science and math learning tells us, if we are serious about helping kids to learn, we need to carve out the time for it. It's Tuesday, September 9th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The Supreme Court lifted restrictions on immigration stops in Los Angeles, voiding a restraining order from a judge who found that roving patrols were conducting indiscriminate arrests in L.A. The order had barred agents from stopping people solely based on their race, language, job, or location. The Trump administration argued the order wrongly restricted agents carrying out its crackdown on illegal immigration. The French government collapsed in a confidence vote, marking a new crisis that obliges President Emmanuel Macron to search for a fourth prime minister in 12 months. Although Mr. Macron had 2 weeks to prepare for the collapse after Prime Minister François Bayrou announced last month that he'd seek a confidence vote over his unpopular budget plans, no clear frontrunner has emerged as a successor. An appeals court rejected President Donald Trump's bid to overturn an $83.3 million judgment in a defamation case brought by journalist and author E. Jean Carroll. The case stems from Mr. Trump's 2019 public denials of Ms. Carroll's accusations that he sexually assaulted her in a New York department store in the 1990s. The ruling also rejected Mr. Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the lawsuit. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. A missile attack against an alleged crime boat symbolizes how the Trump administration is using new and controversial tactics to erode the power of drug cartels in the Americas. U.S. military assets are formidable, but so are the challenges. Anna Morine Groba reports for The Monitor. The latest scores from the test dubbed the Nation's Report Card raised concerns about the state of STEM education and college readiness in the U.S. The outcomes suggest to some where improvements in education need to be focused. Jackie Valley reports for The Monitor. Frontline medics work grueling hours to help Ukrainian soldiers defending their country. Many come from other professional backgrounds. Behind them stands a scaffolding of support to help maintain their mental well-being. Dominique Sogel reports from Dnipropetrovsk, Ukraine, for The Monitor. KSUT, a radio station serving a remote community in Colorado, exemplifies the new challenges many rural public broadcast stations face as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting closes. For now, local listeners are helping to keep the station afloat. Caitlin Babcock reports from Ignacio and Durango, Colorado, for The Monitor. Indonesia's horror film boom draws on folklore and Islam to explore the deeper beliefs behind the scary movies that are packing cinemas. Lindsay McGinnis reports from Jakarta, Indonesia, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on U.S. politics. Since taking office nearly 9 months ago, President Donald Trump has signed a flurry of executive orders that have kept the legal profession working overtime. By early September, 202 of the orders had spawned at least 395 court challenges. 23 of the cases were fast-tracked to the Supreme Court in hopes of emergency action. One of the latest to be bumped up is an August 29 U.S. Court of Appeals ruling that rejected the president's claim of an emergency to impose trade tariffs. This litany of litigation, as one analyst characterizes the cascade of charges and countercharges, frustrates many Americans. Elected leaders from both parties are criticizing judges and rulings. Meanwhile, some judges, normally reticent, are weighing in. Much of the frustration comes by historic design. The nearly 240-year-old constitutional principles of separation of powers and checks and balances remain highly relevant today. That is, if consistently applied. According to Michael Kazanick, professor emeritus of political science at Bridgewater State University, these tenets are a means of slowing the process of governmental decision-making so that the result is based on compromise, consensus, and bipartisan cooperation. Too often, issues that could be resolved in elections or by legislators end up in the courts, burdening the judicial system and sometimes eroding trust in this powerful branch. According to a Pew Research Center report in August, fewer than half of Americans hold a favorable view of the Supreme Court, down from 70% in 2020. Only 14% say the nine justices are doing an excellent or good job of keeping politics out of decision-making. Many judges have pushed back on these claims. In 2018, President Trump lashed out at an Obama judge for a decision against an administration plan to restrict asylum applications. That sparked Chief Justice John Roberts to respond. "We do not have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges," he stated categorically. "The role of the courts," he said, "is to interpret the laws of the United States and ensure that the political branches act within them." A few weeks ago, Justice Brett Kavanaugh told a judicial conference that it's a difficult job that each of us has. He praised the trial judges who operate alone on the front lines of American justice. The challenge now, as in years past, is to honor and elevate the distinct constitutionally mandated role of the judiciary. Real change, lasting change, effective change, according to Dr. Krasanik, comes from vital interaction between the executive and legislative branches, rather than continually calling on the judiciary to manage a constant flow of partisan disputes. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how the spiritual treasures that God gives us are so much more satisfying than what we could imagine ourselves. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Jingdong Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.